You're listening to the Black Law Firm Marketing Podcast. With your host, Lee Brooks.
Well, hello, this is Lee Brooks, your host for the Black Law Firm Marketing Podcast. Welcome to episode 2, where we're going to be discussing why some Black-owned law firms fail and why some succeed in digital marketing. So this one is, you know, very important, especially it being episode 2. I really want to set the foundation for a lot of the various topics that we're going to be talking about throughout the next several weeks and months as we release these podcast episodes. So I've been running Black Law Firm Marketing Agency now for over 3 years. We kind of started at the beginning of the pandemic, and it's been a tremendous blessing. We've had clients both in Canada, United States, and even the Caribbean, and we're able to help them build their businesses through things such as search engine optimization, through Facebook ads, Google ads, through social media marketing, and through building very robust, very SEO optimized new websites, right? So that's basically everything that we do for our clients on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So we've been able, some of our clients have actually been with us for the entire 3 years, and they're growing and thriving still. And I really want to share some insights in terms of what we see with our clients that have been most successful with us, those who are still building their businesses, still growing. I even have some clients that have had to hire completely new departments to handle all the business that we've been sending them. So that's obviously a blessing. But I want to talk about some clients that maybe we may not have had as much, the same amount of success as some of our other clients. And we've learned some really key learnings, really key points that I wanted to share, which can kind of help you within your respective business. If you haven't had the amazing success in digital marketing that you would have had, that you would have hoped for, or if you were with a previous agency before and you just didn't get those results, or you didn't get it to where you want it to be, I'm going to give you some key learnings that my team and I have kind of discovered that will help you with that, which will really, by the end of today's podcast episode, I really want to give you an understanding, at least from my opinion, what allows Black-owned law firms to succeed using digital marketing and why they sometimes don't. So here's the first thing. One of the reasons why we have found our Black-owned law firm clients succeed, and even those whom we've continued to monitor who aren't even our clients yet, the reason why they thrive is because they have an SEO-optimized website. What does that mean, Lee? Okay, I'm going to explain to you. So to kind of highlight this, I would use this analogy that I created many years ago when I worked for another agency before I started my own marketing agency. I would think of this concept of building Disney World in the desert, right? So if you were to build, Disney World, everyone knows what that is. It's an amazing place to be. It probably makes millions and millions of dollars. Everyone from around the world travels daily, monthly, during vacation to go to Disney World, whether it be in Orlando, whether it be in California. I think they got another one in Europe somewhere. But everyone is well aware of what Disneyland or Disney World is. The brand awareness is there. The marketing is there. You have cruises about it. You have hotels about it, right? But just imagine that same Disney World is built in a desert. No one has the ability to access it. There's no airports to it. So basically, you have to get there only by camel. So although Disney World is an amazing place and it should create millions of dollars in business if people attend, but if it cannot be reached, or if no one knows that this new Disney World is in a desert, then it's not going to succeed. Well, that's what I have found with a lot of Black-owned law firm websites that are not optimized from a search engine optimization perspective. Meaning, you haven't built, or the vendor, the person that has built your site, hasn't gone the extra mile to make sure that Google, that you've built your website to the specs that Google wants, or you've offered Google all enough information about your website to tell them what you specialize in, right? So I'm not going to get into the specifics about what search engine optimization is. There is a link in the podcast, or if you're viewing this via email, there's a link where you can purchase my book, which talks about local SEO and you know what it is and what it is not. I'll just say that search engine optimization is a way to optimize or to build your website, or to improve your website so that Google ranks you higher and higher in its Google rankings or its Google search rankings. And you may have known this, you may not, but 75% of users don't scroll past the first page on Google, right? So the lion's share of all the leads that you're going to get, in order to get the lion's share of all those leads, you need to be on the first page of Google. So whether you are in personal injury, whether you're family law, divorce law, estate planning, whether you're criminal defense, whether you're intellectual property, whether it doesn't really matter, regardless of what field you're in or what your law practice areas are, you want Google to consider your law firm as one of the top law firms within your local area, right? You want to establish yourself as the thought leader, the preferred choice that people come to within your city, within your local area, right? Does that make sense? So you might have a beautiful website, might be amazingly built, really nice brand colors. You just have all the bells and whistles. You may have gone to one of those law firm, law firm specialists, marketing agencies such as myself, like your Avo, and there's a whole bunch of other ones that build sites, but they're building just a really nice template. And you think, oh, this is a wonderful site. I like it. It looks really good. I look good in my profile pics. But if you don't pay for the additional SEO, and remember, search engine optimization is not something that you do once, right? Search engine optimization is something you need to do on a monthly basis, weekly basis. You constantly have to make improvements to your site. You constantly have to add content to your website. You constantly have to do things like building backlinks, which is something technical. I'm not going to talk about it today. Don't want to bore you. Don't want to confuse you. But SEO is super important. It's probably the number one investment that you can make in your business. Now, the thing about SEO is that it drives results over time. Ads, for instance, we're going to talk about that next. Ads are immediate results. And that's important too. But search engine optimization is long term. I have some clients now that I don't even have to advertise for them as much or next to little, because we've done such a good job for them on their SEO on a monthly basis that Google just highlights them as number one in Google for all their respective keywords. So even without ads, they're number one in Google. They're getting all those leads. They're getting those daily appointment bookings every single day, because as a result of constantly methodically doing SEO on a monthly basis. So that's the first thing that I have found. If you're not getting the best results, if digital marketing is not working for you, it's because your website, one, isn't optimized from a SEO perspective, or two, you haven't made the investment for SEO to be done every single month, right? It's not a one-time thing. Okay, so on a website that's not optimized for SEO, that's probably one of the main reasons why black-owned law firms may not succeed, because your website isn't optimized. So that's one thing. Another thing that I would probably highlight is success with digital marketing. You can have success amazing success, and thrive regardless of what your law practice area is. However, in terms of digital marketing, some digital marketing affects different audiences based on your law practice area. So for instance, personal injury, that's more transactional. So you want someone's going to, they get in a car accident, it's emotional, but it's really transactional. you usually, you know, usually have contingency fees. So when they win, that's how you get paid, and etc. Right? So personal injury ads. So we're talking about right now, when I'm talking about ads, I'm talking about, you know, Facebook ads and Google ads. For and moving forward for the rest of this podcast, you know, when I talk about Google ads and Facebook ads and YouTube ads, all that's just PPC, pay-per-click advertising. So if I say PPC, you know I'm talking about Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads, you know, Instagram ads, etc. All right? So PPC ads work well with personal injury because you want to get your brand out there. They see your ad, and marketing videos is very important. That's something that we do for our clients that really help them to stand out. But for personal injury, Facebook ads or PPC ads work very, very well. For family law and divorce, very, very well. But the issue with that is you also need to have content that's personally branded, meaning if you're not someone that likes to get on the camera kind of like this, or if you're shy, that's no problem. But you need your vendor, you need someone to build marketing videos for you, or even if it's your voiceover, you need to record yourself talking to your audience and let your vendor take that video and make it into something really nice and polished and put that out there. Because a lot of times, you know this better than me, but just from where I'm sitting, my clients, my family law clients, our family law clients who thrive with digital marketing through the campaigns that we're creating for them, they have a really nice personal brand. So, you know, as you know, divorce and family law and all those issues, it's a lot more emotional in nature, right? So you want, so depending on, let's just say, for instance, a wife wants to divorce her husband, and the husband's very, you know, has a lawyer who's very just aggressive, right? They're going to want someone, they might want a lawyer who also, you know, has the personality that they feel that's going to help them get the best result. So that can't always be captured in just a display ad, in just a social post. You got to do a video. People need to know, hear from you. Are you the right, if they look at five websites, how are they going to determine whether they call you, whether they go with you from the initial consultation? But how do they get to that initial consultation? If you don't give them enough information up front via videos, via ads, via podcasts, via blog posts, etc., micro videos, if you don't give them enough content up front to let them know a little bit about you, what you stand for, what your track record is, then why are they going to call you? They might call the law firm that has some videos where the lawyer is talking to the audience. That's where they see them, they hear their tone, they hear how they enunciate, they see that their persona, their personality, their character. All that people can deduce from marketing videos. So oftentimes we find when we're doing marketing, creating marketing video content for our clients, especially in family law and divorce law, that law practice area, really helps to build that initial trust, and that's how people call them and they book the appointments. If you're not doing that in your business, it's possible that other law firms in your space are doing that, putting out content more personalized, and people are calling them instead of you. So if you're struggling with that, fix that immediately. Come up with a content calendar of topics that you want to talk about. Just talk to your audience. You don't have to have a green screen like behind me. This is a green screen I'm using right now. Makes it professional, right? But you don't need to have a green screen. You can just have a really nice background, simple background, professional. You don't want to have food and white papers, and you want it to be really organized and posh because you want it to be your background. You want your background to be nice, but you don't want it to be distracting, right? You want them focusing on what you're saying, kind of how you're doing right now with me. It's just kind of playing the background because I really want you to focus on me. Listen to what I'm saying, look into my eyes as I'm speaking to you, right? So you want to be able to put out personalized content. That's one of the ways that I feel law firms that when I see that they're not succeeding, but not our law firms, not our law firm clients, because we do marketing, you know, videos for all of our clients, and that's why they succeed. But sometimes marketing videos that we do isn't enough. They need to they need to connect with their audience. They need to speak to their audience. So what you need is create this content calendar of maybe over the next 12 weeks, each week you're going to talk about one thing for 5 or 10 minutes. and just get on your webcam and talk. Talk genuinely, talk about what you've seen. Let it be heartfelt, let it be knowledgeable. You know, connect with your audience. Pretend like you're going on a one-on-one with your client and just talk to them. Then if you don't know how to polish it and edit it and add some nice background music, kind of like how you see with the intro of this podcast, if you don't know how to do that, book a consultation with me, give me a call, send me an email. My team, of course, can help you to set that all up and to build you a really nice marketing video campaign to build your brand. But if you want to go with someone else, that's fine too. But make sure that you're handing it off to someone professional. Don't do it yourself, because people know if you did it yourself. I'll just leave it there. So personalized content. You make creating content to put out to your respective audience. That's very important. So I find that's very important when it comes to divorce law. And also, that's super important when it comes to estate planning. So in general, now, if you're a black-owned law firm, your main market may be African-American families. Maybe. Or maybe you cater to everybody. Either way, you know that in a black culture, estate planning, talking about death and all that stuff, that is kind of taboo. I don't know if it's a Caribbean thing. I don't know what it is. But people don't want to talk about death. So, and people don't want you all up in their business, looking at their finances and all that stuff. That's a very vulnerable state, right? So whether it's the estate planning, the upfront, or estate administration after someone dies, and the probate and all that stuff, that's all very, very emotional. They want someone whom they could trust, who emotionally can guide them through this terrible process. Forgive me, I shouldn't say terrible, but this challenging process, right? Especially if their loved one died suddenly and they didn't have anything in place. You know that better than me. That could be very chaotic. Why should they choose you? How are they going to know what you're about? Your website's nice, but it's cold. Like, it's not warm. Especially if you don't have marketing video content. Especially if you're not speaking to them through your videos. How are they supposed to know that you're the right option? They may end up going with someone on another website who they can get to know them just a little bit through their personal branding, through their personal video content. So that's another area where my team and I, we can create all the video content, but it's still more generic. It's still more marketing. We're doing it. But it's a big difference if you as the attorney, as the lawyer, when you put out content, that is a way more powerful because your audience is speaking directly. You're speaking directly to your audience. It's resonating with them. They're connecting with you. They feel close to you. And then now they're going to call you to help them through this process. So divorce law, family law, it's important to have your own personal video content. Same with estate planning. So very, very important. And I feel that those who succeed create their video content, and even if they're creating it, they're handing it off so that we can brand it and make it really nice and repurpose their video content so that it can be used in multiple ways. I call it evergreen content, meaning you don't date it so that it can be used for years and years. Those are the clients, those are the law firms in general that I find have most success with digital marketing, particularly when it comes to family law, divorce law, and estate planning, estate administration, probate, all that. Personal branding, creating their own podcasts, all that. That really helps because you're connecting with your audience. Criminal defense, that is a little bit more transactional, but also it's emotional. It's cultural, right? Let's just be straight because I'm speaking to my black-owned law firm, prospective black-owned law firm clients. Let's just say that a young African-American, 25, 28, get into trouble with police, for instance, and he was falsely accused of a crime. And he feels that these cops kind of pinpointed him, racial profiling, et cetera, et cetera. Are they going to want a Caucasian attorney? Or are they going to want an African-American attorney? Yeah, they're probably going to want an African-American attorney in that particular situation. But why should they choose you if there's multiple other black or African-American attorneys that are criminal defense lawyers? Why should they choose you, right? Out of all the 5 or 10 or 15 that they have, why should they choose you? you still need to have a personal brand. You still need to have content that speaks to why you're the choice. And not just boasting about yourself, your awards, your AVO awards and your, you know, your best lawyer awards and all those little awards that you pay for on an annual basis. Those are good on your site, but they're nice portfolio pieces. I mean, let's be real. People are not saying, oh, they have these five awards. That makes, no. They want to hear from you. Why should they choose you over the other African-American options, African-American law firm, attorneys options that they have? You need to have personal branding. You need to put your own content out. Again, if you're not savvy when it comes to videos, do a voiceover. Just read a script. Read something. Give it to your team. Give it to your marketing team. Let them deal with it. Let them create a slideshow video or animated video based on your voiceover. But you gotta connect with your audience. Your website basically is like, you know, it's like your resume. Can you just hand in a resume and get a job? No. The resume kind of creates an outline of what you're about, but you gotta close the deal in the interview. Well, you gotta close the deal or help close the deal with your content, with your personalized content. So you can't just put everything on your marketing agency. Yes, you can, but you're not going to get as much results or the top level of results that you could achieve if you collaborate with them and also create your own personalized content, which then they can then take, manipulate, chop up, adjust, optimize, brand, so that now you have a finished, polished, professional marketing video that now can speak to your audience, all right? When it comes to intellectual property and all of those business type, those business type law practice, those B2B law practice areas, again, putting out personalized content. I know this is a common theme, but personalized content is very, very important. You got to stop being in the background of your business. You got to put yourself out there. You got to create content. You cannot just rely on an agency to do that because they're not you. We can position you and put you in front of your audience and with ads and all that, but you also have to create content. In my opinion, you also have to create content to resonate with your audience. My clients who have had the most success, been with us for 3 years, they've been able to do that. They've created personalized content. We've created content for them, but they've also created their own personalized content that we then took and optimized and built out a marketing plan for them. Well, I would encourage you to do the same thing. This really applies to any law practice area, but some law practice areas, it's more important for personalized videos and materials. It's more important. So I would say anything that's transactional, like more like criminal defense, like personal injury, even the B2B law practice areas, so like your intellectual property and your trademarks and all that. All that, you can get away with maybe not doing personalized content, but for estate planning, right? A lot more emotional in nature. You can even get away with not doing personalized content for divorce and family law. If you have really good credentials and if your site's really built nicely and but even then, your blog posts and all that stuff, you still have to communicate your expertise. Personalized video content, super important. If you're not doing that, that's probably one of the main reasons why you're not succeeding. Or your content, you are putting on content, but maybe it's just you don't realize this doesn't look professional, right? You still want it to look polished. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to have studio lighting and all that stuff, but it has to be professional. Remember, you're competing against a lot of different other people who are maybe spending a lot more money than you are, who are investing a lot more money than you are into their digital marketing, right? So personalized content. And what else am I missing? I just wanted to do like major groups. Like for instance, another law practice area, VA. So Veteran Affairs. So that is something that you really need to put out your own personalized content because that's a lot more niche. And when you're dealing with that population, they got to know why should they come to you? Do you understand them? Do you understand? Are you a veteran? All those things are important. So video content is super important there. So I talked about personalized video content. Another thing that I'm going to say, and it's pretty blunt, is investment. The well-known phrase is it takes money to make money. Well, kind of, sort of, yeah, especially when it comes to ads. Remember, when you're running an ad campaign, you're competing against many other law firms, and often bigger law firms that have a much larger budget than you do. So if you're not spending at least $500 minimum, I mean at the absolute minimum, if you're not spending $500 per month on ads, it's very difficult for you to succeed using PPC, right? Because you're just going to be outbid by other law firms spending more than you. Now, is it possible to get results with just $500? Yes. And the way to do that is to be micro-targeted. So for instance, if you're in Georgia and you are a divorce and family law firm, and I do have one or two clients in the Atlanta, Georgia area, shout out to Crombie Law, shout out to Atlanta Divorce and Custody Law Firm, and shout out also to SR Law Group, the estate planning law firm also in Douglasville there. So if you don't spend at least, if you spend at least $500, if you're micro-targeted, meaning instead of targeting Georgia in general, maybe you're targeting Atlanta, but not only in Atlanta, but maybe you're targeting specific micro locations within Atlanta. When you get more niche and more narrow in your audience, then you can get a lot of really good leads. You can still maximize your budget. But if you're, trying to get all of Georgia with $500, guess what? You're going to lose out to people, to law firms that make multi-millions per month, per year, and they're spending $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month to target everybody in Georgia for instance, divorce and family law. So you got to be a lot more micro-niched. And there's a new strategy, a new campaign system that we've created at Black Law Firm Marketing Agency, which is called our Geo Micro Niche Targeting Strategy. So GMN, Geo Micro Niche Targeting Strategy. So instead of going global, we focus on specific city and we focus on specific keywords within that city. So when you're hyper-targeted like that, regardless of what your law practice area is, you can still benefit from even a $500 budget. Now, obviously, are my clients who spend $1,000 and more, those are the ones that get the most leads and succeed because the more advertising that you put in, the more leads you're going to get, the more quality leads you're going to get. You still can achieve great results with $500, but you're just limited. And we have to do a lot more micro-niche targeting in order to make sure that you're still able to get really good leads from even using $500. And I mean $500 on Facebook and $500 on Google Ads, for instance. If you're spending less than $1,000, it's tough. It's tough to get results if you are spending at least less than $1,000. And it also depends on your law practice area. Personal injury is super, super, super competitive. So you have people spending as much as $100 per click. So just imagine, if you get 500 clicks and $100 per click, that's a lot of money per day. But that's what you're competing against. So you want to be very micro-niched. You want to be spending at least $500 to $1,000 minimum on PPC on a monthly basis if you really want to get results, if you really want to drive really positive leads. And not just any leads, but the high-quality leads, the ones you could close, right? Very, 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 very important. So we talked about personalized content, personalized videos. We talked about PPC. Making sure that you're spending enough, at least a minimum $500 per month, $1,000, $1,500 as your business builds, that's better. But definitely nothing less than $500, Rouse. It's pointless. We also talked about having a website that is search engine optimized, making sure that you not only have a pretty site that looks great, that's really branded, but it also you're setting it up to make sure that Google sees your brand, sees all the amazing things you're doing for people to help you rank on Google, on the first page of Google on a monthly basis. Because as I mentioned, 75% of people do not scroll past the first page. So it's important that we get you on that first page. That makes sense? So I would say those are the I guess I lost track, the three or four things to focus on: SEO optimized website, personalized video content, your ad budget, making sure that you're spending enough in PPC in order to really compete on Google and on Facebook. So I would focus on those three things. I would say those are the three areas why, why black-owned law firms succeed in digital marketing and why some don't. Those three things can kind of, everything else can kind of fall under those three things: SEO, PPC, and personalized content. So if you're struggling in those three areas, feel free to use the link below to book a consultation with me or a free strategy call. We'll do a comprehensive audit of your website, of your overall online presence. We call that our digital marketing blueprint. And we can talk about your business goals and figure out exactly how we can help you improve in those three areas in order to help take your law firm to the next level. So listen, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We're going to continue to take your comments and listen so that we can make sure that we're creating content for you that's helpful for you and your business. Until next time, please continue to stay safe, remain blessed, and we'll see you again. Bye for now.
You are listening to the Black Law Firm Marketing Podcast with your host, Lee Brooks. If you've enjoyed our podcast today, please remember to like, share, and subscribe, and download our podcast from your preferred platform. We'll see you next week.